What up, world? What it do, man? It's your boy, Nadja Jamal. Elevated Toes Radio. What up, world? What up, man? What up, world? Elevated Toes Radio. This your boy, Nadja Jamal, man. We here, baby. We here. It's a blessing that we here. This life is a gift, man. This life is special, man. This is it, man. Look, man. The universe works in mysterious ways, man. And whatever you believe in, you know, the source, the creator, the one, God, works in mysterious ways, man. I'm telling you. And it's just, it's amazing. Like, the things that we face in our life prepare us for the things that we'll face later. They'll prepare us for the good that we'll have later. They prepare us for the bad that we'll have later. It prepares for the, you know, good and bad is subjective. So the things that we face in life prepare us for the experiences that are ahead. Look, man, I'm just saying that, you know, I'm far from having all the answers. And I'm learning every day and unlearning every day and then relearning every day and then applying that. You know, and then repeating the process, man. You know, and doing my best to stay out of a pattern. You know, good habits are great. Good habits are great. Effective habits are great. And self-reliance is awesome as well. When you can rely on yourself for strength, when you can rely on yourself to stay connected to source and connected to the universe and connected to the one that you believe in, whether God or any, but you know, we're all connected and nothing happens in this world by chance. Nothing happens in this world on mistake. Nothing happens in this world. You know, the things that we love to do, they say, if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life, man. And I do this whole this 9 to 5, 5 to 9 talk all the time. And you do, you know, you do gotta fund your dream. You do have to put food on the table. You do have to eat and feed yourself and take care of your body, your mind, your spirit. You know, you do have to do those things. And sometimes it's you know, I was thinking about it, man. And you got to fill your own cup. You know what I'm saying? You got to fill your own cup. And the process of becoming you and becoming your greatest version and becoming your truest authentic self and presenting that to the world is always changing. We're never who we were yesterday. We may think that things don't change, but listen, like, your skin sheds without you even knowing. Your molecules, your cells are shifting and changing. Your hair is shifting and changing and growing. And your nails are growing and changing. And, you know, you're clipping them. And, you know, you're going through changes, a metamorphosis daily. And whether you agree with that or not really has no impact on the fact that change is the only thing that's constant. That's the only thing that's constant in this world. That's the only thing that's reliable. That's actually something you can depend on. It's change. Because no matter what, change happens. So I just want to share that as we become whole, as we become our greatest versions, as we become our truest self, and as we work on ourselves, and as we present ourselves to the world with who we're becoming, being whole is an ongoing process. Filling your cup is an ongoing process. Constantly, I'm constantly, and I'm just talking from my own experience, man. You know, everyone has a different walk. Everyone has a different journey. And I am always just filling my cup and filling my cup and filling my cup. You know, I'll never know everything. Never. But I'll continue to gain knowledge and I'll continue to share knowledge and gain wisdom and share wisdom and take, you know, advice from others and share advice with others or share my experience. This is never really even advice, man. It's just like experiences, dude. Like, it's just my journey. It's just like, and I just want to say that becoming whole and becoming your greatest version are synonymous. And the process is ongoing. Constantly filling the cup. Constantly filling the cup. Constantly taking care of responsibilities. Constantly taking care of yourself. Constantly going through things. Constantly growing through what you go through. Constantly, you know, it's ups and downs in life. It's twists and turns in life, man. It's, you know, there's tears of joy. There's tears of sadness, you know, positive vibes. But it's like life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. So you could be sad, but that don't mean you have to be miserable and dwell in it. You know, accept the lesson, which is a blessing in disguise, and move on. And that's been one of the hardest things for me to learn myself. That's been one of the hardest things for me to accept myself, man. And I'm just sharing my journey from my experience. And I'm just saying, y'all, keep filling your cup. Keep working on you. You know, that's what I've learned. And that's what I'm continuing to do. You know, it's a never-ending process. You know, becoming grown never means the learning stops. Becoming grown never means that education is over. Becoming grown never means that there isn't more information to learn. Because some of us think that when we graduate, or when we reach a certain age, or when we hit a certain milestone, that's it. You know, we know all we need to know, and we're doing all we need to do. But it's never like that, fam. I'll be the first to tell you right now, man. You know, there's 60-year-olds going through things, learning things now that they never knew before. And this 15-year-olds going through things that they never did before, and they're learning from it now. And there's 28-year-olds going through things, learning about what they never knew. You know, we are all on a different walk and a different path and a different part of our journey. But in that journey, while we're walking, step by step, the growth is occurring. The change is occurring consistently, constantly. And even when you procrastinate, even when you self-sabotage, even when you destroy yourself, you're going through something. You're changing. And it's changing you. It could be for the better. It could be for the worse. But ultimately, it leads you back to that same point where you got to make a decision. It's like, am I going to continue doing this to myself? Or am I going to learn from this and choose to do this differently? They say insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result, fam. And that's why I'm saying change is constant. That's why I'm saying making choices and making decisions that can alter our path and ultimately change where we end up. You know, we all end up at the same point, you know, beginning and end. But it's all based on how you react, how you experience it, how you take it in, and how you choose to go through whatever it is you go through. You know, you can grow through what you go through, and that is where the growth occurs and the change occurs, and you begin to become whole and your greatest version and your most authentic self. But never for one second believe that it stops. We're all learning, we're all growing, and we're all changing. So this is my little 10-minute talk. Little share with you guys. Thank you for tuning in. And hey, if you haven't subscribed to the podcast yet, subscribe. Elevated Toes Radio on Instagram. You know, same deal. And thanks for tuning in. Signing off, Nigel Jamal. Holla at me on Instagram, Nigel.Jamal, and talk to me, man. Let's have a conversation. Let's talk about wholeness. And then we can talk about the one. Holla at your boy.